Welcome to Help Me Quit Porn.
This is not your typical podcast. This is primarily about me and getting porn out of my life to help me stop looking at porn on a regular basis, to help me stop looking at porn altogether. And if I can help you along the way, then so be it. This is my adventure through destroying the porn in my life.
Hello again. I felt impressed to talk to you, even though this is a little bit awkward. I'm actually driving, but I felt that it was a good time to talk to you, as I have a long time to drive. So I apologize for the background noise. Hopefully that's pretty limited with the mic I'm using. So I just wanted to let you know today that it's been a good day. I've been working a lot and that sort of thing, so that helps. But I actually haven't even thought about porn until doing this podcast, which is good. Just the one reader, like I mentioned yesterday, or in the last episode, depending on when you're listening to this, has really encouraged me. So I don't have any specific Bible verses today, but I do have. I just felt impressed that I needed to talk to you today. Being that it's a Friday evening here. I'm on the East Coast. So, being that it's a Friday evening, I know a lot of people, they either are home or, you know, for the weekend and have access to their computers for the weekend. So I was hoping that I could be an encouragement to you that as you face the weekend and the different struggles you'll go through, and I don't just mean with porn, I mean everything else, I hope that you'll keep what's really important in mind, whether it be through encouragement through others, that you can forget to look at porn, which would be great if you can actually forget it, or if you can some other way avoid porn. I don't know the best way for you. Only you know that, and only God knows that. But, you know, for me, others definitely encourage me. So that's a major thing for me. So please send your words of encouragement, and I'll send my words of encouragement. As I mentioned last show, helpmequitporn@gmail.com, or you can email me through the podcast page on Podomatic. If you're going through Podomatic, if not, you can find the podcast on Podomatic.com. That's where it's actually hosted for now. So anyway, I thought it would be important to talk to you today just because I know the struggles I go through from day to day. Many times, it's one of the few things I think of when I wake up, and that's a lot due, like I mentioned in one of the previous episodes, I mentioned that's due a lot to men's testosterone and how that affects your moods and your desire, especially in the morning. What's interesting is that, I don't know if it's God's little joke or what, but it tends to be, don't quote me on this, but I'm pretty sure of it, the opposite is true for women. The evening is when their levels go up, estrogen, and they get, you know, aroused and turned on, and, so strangely enough, you know, it's a compromise, just like everything else is in a relationship. So, you know, I don't really have to tell you that, you know, obviously porn is sinful. And I want to tell you this one thing is I questioned for years. Is it the porn that's bad, or is it the lusting after the people in the porn that's bad? Because if you could justify not lusting and just using it as a method to be turned on, to do your thing and go on your way, then it wouldn't be a sin at all, now would it? So I'm not saying I struggled with that, but I often question that as a way out. And basically the simple fact is this. Anything that leads you into temptation, which naked women will, I doubt there's that many women listening, but if so, naked men or whatever, maybe your preference, I guess. I'm not, definitely, you know, more sin can be involved. The more hardcore you go, usually the longer you look at porn, the more hardcore you want to go. So you're probably, if you're looking at, well, for myself, you start with, you know, naked women, you know, whatever. You see them dressed up nicely, and then you progress into more hardcore acts, more and more, to, you know, like bondage porn and all sorts of things that are degrading to women and even men in many instances. But I've seen, the strange thing is the more I kind of track this trend, as I look at trends for a lot of things, so I look at this, and I track the trend of, I think that the more hardcore you go, you get to a point where, this isn't true for myself, but you get to a point where you start to see the other sex is attractive. Now, that's definitely not true for myself, but I think that's the case for a lot of things, you know, where you're demoralized to the point where anything goes. So I've started to see that, and I fairly recently, as I tell you, I struggle with porn and that sort of thing. Fairly recently, I've seen where, you know, you'll see girls and then men and then couple men and girls and couple men sleeping with men and the girl. It just degrades and degrades over time, and I think you see a lot of that society-wise too. I've used this many times with some friends of mine, and thing which I find interesting is that society as a whole, if you look back all the way to Sodom and Gomorrah, the fall of Babylon, Sodom and Gomorrah, we don't have exact dates, that sort of thing, I don't believe, but you look at Babylon, you look at the fall of English rule, you look at the fall of Rome, and in many ways the United States today. After about 200 years, the morality starts to fall. So Rome, you know, you get Caesar, everything's okay, and then you see more Caesars come along, and you know, there's a point in the Bible that's even mentioned. You'll probably have to look this up. I don't have access to it right this moment. You'll have to look it up, but what you'll see is that there was a point in Rome, ancient Rome even, where men slept with each other so much that the women had to get them drunk in order to conceive children. And I know that's kind of hard to imagine for myself, but it all started, you know, with the demoralization of the nation. And strangely enough, it happens after about 200 years, things start to turn. So in our case of America, 1776 is when that really, really started to begin. You know, late 60s, that sort of thing. So the free love era. I wasn't alive in the 60s, but you get the idea. The interesting thing, though, is it's not just one nation. It's many nations for thousands of years over and over that fall at the same points. For example, if you've ever heard of Mount Vesuvius, Pompeii in you know, was part of Rome, or the Roman Empire rather. You know, they've found remains where in the public baths there's depictions of men sleeping with boys and that sort of thing. And, you know, not too long ago, I'm not saying we think of it as normal at all, but not too long ago, NAMBLA, the North American Man-Boy Love Association, kind of strange. And we're seeing more and more demoralization throughout our nation. And that shouldn't be an encouragement. It should be a discouragement to show that God's judgment is coming soon. I think we all feel it. Obviously, we never know when our time or our day is. But we know that, depending on your beliefs, the rapture or Jesus coming back to save his people, that sort of thing. There's many different takes on that. But you could just look at it as your own death, even, or what's going to happen to Christians, and what's going to happen to Jews. There's a lot of different thoughts, and there's a lot of fear right now. And that should be an encouragement to us to stop looking at porn, and not just for wrath of God type of stuff, just because we want to be pure, and we know where we ultimately want to end up. We definitely do not want to wind up in hell. And just imagine yourselves, imagine porn being the downfall of why you can't be a good Christian. It's played that part in my life. It's held me back because it's not that I haven't listened to God while I'm praying, that sort of thing. It's held me back because, for multiple reasons, that you don't feel good enough about yourself. For my particular instance, I refuse to be a leader in the church right now because I'm dealing with this issue. I've dealt with it for too long, and I don't want to lead children, or teens rather, down the wrong path. I want to lead by example of how I got out of this, not how I'm stuck in it. I don't think that's very encouraging to other people. So, for my own sake and for your sake, it's obvious now is the time. Now the hard part is actually doing it. So let me tell you a few things I've done in the past to actually try and stop porn. And I'll tell you the one that worked for a year, which I mentioned before. There's a few things that actually help, but for me, I've tried to deal with it by putting porn blockers on my computer. That doesn't work. I know the ways around them, and if I really don't think that's not genuine, it's not genuine really wanting to not look at porn. It's just keeping yourself from doing it because you can't. I really want my heart to change so that I don't want to look at porn. I know, like, for example, there's porn blockers aren't bad, especially if you have kids, that sort of thing, in your house, and just to prevent anybody from seeing sites that aren't good to see, that might lead to this path we're on now. I think, though, if you have a porn blocker and you're the only one using the computer and it's to prevent yourself from looking at it, if that works for you, great. But for me, it doesn't work because I still want to look at the porn. It's just blocking me from doing it. And I don't think that's really what matters because I'm still desiring in my heart to look at pornography or look at, sex, naked women. It depends how I feel that day. So, this is we've had more access nowadays to this sort of thing than before, just with the internet and the general public acceptance of pornography. In the tech workplace where I work, porn is normal. I don't know about where you are, but it's not thought of as gross. It's thought of what everybody does. I would say over 90% think that way. So it's pretty amazing to me that, the society's degraded already to this point. I'm not sure what's next. And, depending on what you think of the president, I don't think that really matters either, where we're headed morally. I think God has it under control. You know, during the Bible, Jesus never, or during biblical times, Jesus never, you know, really was, you know, who is Caesar, who is, you know, in their Senate, and so on and so forth. He never cared. He cared about people, and that was it. He didn't give a crap, really, about, you know, who was in what political office and what the conservatives and what the liberals were doing. It wasn't a matter. It's come follow me and seek me. So I think that's where our focus should be today, is really let's focus on him, focus on, you know, finding the best way to quit porn. Oh, I didn't tell you how to, the best way that I've quit porn, and this is really, I'm not doing this now, and I should be, because it really helps. Strangely enough, the Bible gives you strength. Just reading those words. When I met my wife, the year before we got married, I didn't look at porn. An entire year. 3 months after we got married, I looked at porn. And have on and off ever since. So I would encourage you, you probably have heard this a million times, but just try it. I know it's hard to do because, you know, there's two warring sides. You can call that the spiritual side, the godly side, you know, your angel, your demon on your shoulder, whatever you want to call it. There's two warring sides. You need to, one side does not want you to look at the Bible. It's very obvious. Otherwise, it would be a piece of cake. Why not? It's like picking up a Harry Potter book. Pick it up and read it. It's not a big deal. But when you want to pick up the Bible, you're like, oh, I don't want to read this crap again. But it really gives you strength, surprisingly. You know, I'm not big I like to see what Jesus said. I'm not big on Acts and that sort of thing. Those guys, you know, obviously did some great stuff and have some great things to say. But I like to see what Jesus said. I particularly like James too, strangely enough. I like that book. They're really encouraging and kind of focus what you should be doing. So anyway, if you can just get into the Word and pray, it's extremely hard for me to do the same thing. So I'm talking to myself here. If you can do that, you know, and do it every day, your life will be changed and it will be easier for you to not look at porn, and your desire to look at porn will change. You know, there's many other factors that play into this, but that's basically the ins and outs of it. So I'm just going to wrap it up here. We'll say a simple prayer, and, you know, hopefully this is encouraging to you as it is to me to listen to as well. So, Lord, we thank you for this day. Among all these storms and things we have, not just in our life, but in reality, we ask that you would be with us, that you would protect us, that you would protect our minds and our hearts in seeking you, that we would focus our way to you, stay on the straight and narrow, and not the easy path all the time. Our minds want us to go the easy route, our bodies want us to go the easy route, but through you, it's so much more satisfying when we can get to that point. And it's beautiful once we're out there. So we ask that you would protect us, keep our minds focused on you. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. I'll see you next time.